5, looks like we've got us a convoy.
Night at after 6, our driverless trucks, as we've been discussing, are set to be trialled along two of Melbourne's busiest freight routes. Peter Anderson, CEO of the Victorian Transport Association. Peter, is it ever going to happen?
Good morning, Ross. Absolutely it's going to happen. It is the future. Technology is catching up with us all, and we're going to be embracing it in years to come.
Is it a future that we like? Because I mean, a lot of people drive trucks, and what are they going to do?
Well, I don't think we get rid of people who have to unload and unload and do that last little bit, that bit of extra. I don't think we're going to lose drivers that quickly, and we're still a long way away, of course.
Yeah, that's what I think. My long, I've got a sense there's a long way away. Give us a year's. 1 year, 2 years, five, 10, 20?
It's closer than you think. So Transurban's already been doing trials on CityLink. We're looking at selected routes as to where we can put these trucks on trial to make sure that we can build that social licence, we can ensure that they're 100% safe and able to be applied in the right instance. So there's a lot of work going on around it at the moment.
Peter, who's building them?
Well, they're purpose-built. The technology is coming out of different places. America's got a lot. European manufacturers have got some. Of course, South Korea's got a lot of information, a lot of technology too. But we are leading the way here in Melbourne in trialling and making sure that this technology works.
Is there anywhere in the world that has driverless trucks at the moment?
They've got trials going around different countries. So, and we have a driverless vehicle centre in New South Wales. So the technology is creeping up on us.
The moment there's one accident, it's going to set it back a long way, don't you think? You know, a truck goes through an intersection, kills a family. That's going to bring it up pretty quickly, isn't it?
Correct, Ross. And that's the social licence element, and that's the biggest element in the way. The technology is there. It's not necessarily going to take jobs away in the first instance. Will it be safer? Will it do something more efficiently? Can we run them 24/7 and not have to change drivers over? Well, some good things about it.
So, Peter, I'm imagining, in the mining sector, say in WA, so all those long-haul truck drives to a transportation hub, that must be an opportunity.
Well, Russell, you hit the nail on the head there because we've already got them in mines, 100-ton tippers running around driverless in mines in Western Australia. So, I mean, it does work. The technology's there. It's just the application where we put it and where it's safest and where the community will accept it, because it's the community that will determine how quickly this technology is taken up.
I assume the motivation is that you don't have to pay drivers.
Well, we're still going to have to pay people to do certain jobs within the job. It may not be driving. Driving is probably just one of the jobs that any truck driver has to do. They've got a myriad of jobs and responsibilities in driving a truck rather than just driving.
Peter, what does a truck driver earn? What's their annual salary?
Well, you can earn $80,000 to $100,000 in your first few years, $120,000 to $150,000 in 5-10 years, depending on your experience and type of truck. So, I mean, it's a good industry to be in. It's one that once you get in, you never seem to get out. So.
That's a good point, Peter. Nice to chat. Peter Anderson, CEO of the Victorian Transport Association. We forgot to ask our drivers whether they like driving.
We must.
Yeah, because I was thinking only the other day when I was coming up the Geelong Road, I was having a conversation with myself, as all human beings do, that there are people who enjoy driving and there are people who don't enjoy driving.
Indeed, yeah.
And I don't.
I don't.
And I don't think you do either. But no. There are other people who actually
love it.
Love driving.
Yes.